Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right, we're back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. He is hunting, as a lot of people across the great state of Michigan are doing over the next few days. Season started yesterday, a lot like Christmas for some of those folks. I'm one of the folks that likes to stay inside a warm radio studio, not so much sitting out in the woods in this frozen tundra we have outside. But, you know, these days, can't be too careful about protecting yourself, specifically protecting your information. Now, that can be done by changing your passwords often. One tip, keep your data safe. But let's be honest, if Home Depot, Equifax, and Target can get hacked, you can too. It's time to protect yourself. The Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution is the answer to that. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more and sign up. Thank you for our friends at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Now, another way we keep ourselves protected is through some oversight. And some of the oversight that is provided on our energy, whether it be our nuclear plants or our coal plants, provided by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Joining me to talk about some interesting things happening at FERC and some unprecedented movement in regards to nominating folks to sit on FERC is Rosalind Layton. She was part of President Trump's FCC transition team, international internet policy expert, former Silicon Valley digital marketing manager for global companies. Rosalind, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, and I'm with you on being in a nice warm studio and not out in the woods in November.
You know, yeah, I don't mind going outdoors. I like to fish. I like to hunt, but, you know, I like it when there's not a lot of snow on the ground. I like it when my feet aren't frozen solid before I get to my deer blind. That's just not something that sits well with me, but go ahead.
No, this is an issue. I mean, we're talking right now about electricity and energy sources, and that comes back to having a nice, cozy a radio to sit in. But, you know, so there was a hearing yesterday in the Senate. There's a Natural Resource and Energy Committee.
Right.
And the group that's is probably, for your listeners who haven't heard about it, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, and they regulate the transition and sale of natural gas, all the pipelines, and there's five commissioners who sit there, and the latest one to be nominated is a guy named Bernard McNamee, who's an energy lawyer, who's actually had a great career advocating for a number of things. But, you know, something he did recently, which has given a lot of people on both sides of the aisle pause, which is a plan to bail out the failing power plants of coal and nuclear industries. So in any case, so one of the things that came up in the hearing was the senators asked him, you know, will you recuse yourself if this issue comes up? And he refused to recuse himself. So that's a bit of a concern.
Well, and I guess, you know, the bailing out of failing coal plants, I can understand how that is a controversial topic. Now, what was Mr. McNamee's reasoning for supporting such a policy? I mean, I know President Trump campaigned on, you know, supporting the coal worker. He was this big messaging out in West Virginia. He's a big supporter of American energy, American manufacturing. A lot of folks out in West Virginia love President Trump because of what he said relating to coal. And I guess, what was the reasoning behind what Mr. McNamee was saying?
Sure. Well, so let's first, you know, you're absolutely right. President Trump, you know, he campaigned on energy dominance. But, you know, the way I interpret that, it's about, you know, all of the energy sources competing. You know, part of it was a reaction, you know, during the Obama years, the coal industry was unfairly maligned and demonized and really put through a terrible time. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, now under this administration, we have freed up, you know, we've ended the bad regulations on coal industry, and, you know, they're coming back. The other thing is that the president is negotiating trade deals to help all of the energy sectors in the U.S. So, you know, all the industries have gotten a lot of a boost already. We're in the midst of an energy renaissance, if you will, and all kinds of innovation going on.
Right.
So, you know, so in terms of this Mr. McNamee, you know, the way he defended himself as well, I was, you know, working on this particular section of the law, and he kind of distanced himself. I don't know if it was his idea or he was instructed to do it, but essentially, this kind of plan is really not in line with the president's platform, which is very much based on constitutional and free market principles. It even contradicts the White House's cybersecurity plan, which, you know, they deserve credit for that. It hasn't been looked at since 2003. So we have a comprehensive cybersecurity plan that, you know, takes a whole of energy, all of the sources, it looks at them equally. So this kind of this plan was very unpopular. It was rejected by all of the commissioners who sit there on FERC today. None of them liked it, and it, you know, was widely criticized for, you know, obvious reasons, tax $34 billion. So, but in any case, you know, it looks like a kind of a giveaway to particular voters, you know, but on the other hand, I think they can even agree, you know, they want to be able to work in a competitive market where they're going to win on the merits of the technology, not because of a bailout from the government.
Right. Now, and it's one of those things that, you know, you always got to keep in mind is that, you know, coal and natural gas, you mentioned the energy renaissance, natural gas is in the middle of a renaissance. We're exporting it out of our country right now, but
absolutely,
they serve as our base loads for all our energy. And while everybody would love to get off of fossil fuels because of, and a move towards renewable energy, it's just, it's one of those things that I think we need to live with. And it's part of the reality that we can't make that switch right away. It has to be transitional. It has to be a bridge, or electric, you know, electricity prices are going to shoot through the roof.
Right. Well, I think that those, you make some important points there, Jeff, but also keep in mind, since the 1970s, we've reduced emissions 90%.
Right.
So even though we're using fossil fuels, they're extremely efficient today. So there's quite economical. People get good prices. They keep their radio stations warm. You know, we, in fact,
and we're
look
thankful
at all the
for that.
The other things is all the plastics. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't have, you know, all the petroleum industry generates all of the, you know, just in the health industry alone, the use of plastics for all kinds of medical equipment and devices, the way that we deliver, you know, we couldn't live a normal life if we didn't have, you know, the products that come out of the petroleum industry. So it's not just the sources of energy, it's all the derivative products which make our lives more healthy and more safe. And so the good news is that we have, you know, there are the downsides of the technologies, but we've reduced them through innovation, through those kind of policies. And by the way, the other renewable technologies are coming online. They're creating competition, and people who want to buy those, they can. And you know, we have a robust renaissance in the energy industry.
Well, and we're going to see how that plays out at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC. We have Bernard McNamee being nominated there, moving at light speed to get on that commission. But Rosalind, we want to thank you for joining us. Rosalind Leighton, part of the Trump FCC transition team, international internet policy expert. Great to have you on board, and thanks for joining us.
Stay warm. Thanks
Will
a lot.
Do. Thank you. All right, we're going to roll right into interview Steve had with Jessica Ditto, White House Deputy Director of Communication. Stick around. We're going right into that. We're going to talk about U.S. Steel. Some of the stuff happening at the Department of Commerce with Secretary Wilbur Ross. Coming up right now, Jeff on the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.